Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer, and this is coming at you, to you, into your podcast app on Thursday. Again, I'm heading out of town, going on vacation for a long 4-day weekend, so you're getting this a little bit earlier. Hopefully it helps you start the weekend. Hopefully it excites you. I got excited because March Madness started last week, and it's one of my favorite times of year. There's so many games. Games were not all that exciting, but they, you know, it's still a ton of basketball, a lot of passion, and so it's a great time of year. I'm a Michigan fan, so they're doing great. Looking forward to the weekend and seeing how they keep doing. So go Blue. And it got me thinking I wanted to do something basketball themed, related for an episode. And when I think about basketball manuals, what is more iconic, what is more perfect than going to the original Sega Genesis NBA Jam? And there's the original NBA Jam game, but to take it up a notch, to make it even better, I went with NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Which is awfully fitting with March Madness, the tournament going on as I speak and as you listen. Assuming you're not listening to this months later, which I know happens with podcasts, but for now, NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Let's get into it. This manual is awesome. And if you didn't have the pleasure of growing up with either an arcade NBA Jam game or one on Sega, I'm sure they had it on Super Nintendo as well. Go find, an emulator online. I bet you can still find some arcade games, actually, where you can play it that way, too, and check it out. Actually, you know what? You can, I'm pretty sure they have an old NBA Jam game on phones like Apple and whatnot. You can find it there. It's definitely not the same as the original, but that's one way to introduce yourself to the glory that is NBA Jam. So let's see what the manual has in store for us. So we have Sega Genesis on the front cover. We have a silver ball with NBA Jam imprinted on it, and sort of like gold lettering, and the ball's on fire. And we have the silver TE, standing for Tournament Edition. Instruction manual, the official Sega seal of quality, official licensed NBA product, Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated. We have the kids to adults, ages 6 and above, rating, Midway, licensed by Sega Enterprises Limited for play on the Sega Genesis system. And if we go inside the front cover, we have the official Sega seal of quality. This official seal is your assurance that this product meets the highest quality standards of Sega. Buy games and accessories with this seal to be sure that they are compatible with the Sega Genesis system. Handling your cartridge. The Sega Genesis cartridge is intended for use exclusively with the Sega Genesis system. Do not bend it, crush it, or submerge it in liquids. Do not leave it in direct sunlight or near a radiator or other source of heat. Be sure to take an occasional recess during extended play to rest yourself in the Sega cartridge. Warning: to owners of projection televisions, still pictures or images may cause permanent picture tube damage or mark the phosphor of the CRT. Avoid repeated or extended use of video games on large screen projection televisions. This product has been rated by the Entertainment Software Rating Board. For information about the ESRB rating, or to comment about the appropriateness of the rating, please contact the ESRB at 1-800-771-3772. Warning: read before using your Sega video game system. A very small percentage of individuals may experience epileptic seizures when exposed to certain light patterns or flashing lights. Exposure to certain patterns or backgrounds on a television screen or while playing video games may induce an epileptic seizure in these individuals. Certain conditions may induce previously undetected epileptic symptoms even in persons who have no history of prior seizures or epilepsy. If you or anyone in your family has an epileptic condition, consult your physician prior to playing. If you experience any of the following symptoms while playing a video game, dizziness, altered vision, eye or muscle twitches, loss of awareness, disorientation, any involuntary movement, or convulsions, immediately discontinue use and consult your physician before resuming play. All right, we're into the contents for NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Jam at Home is on page 3. Before you lace up the shoes on 4. Customize the game, page 7. Time to hit the boards, 11. Substitutions, page 13. Jam controls, page 14. Offensive controls on 18 and defensive controls on 18 as well. Wham it, slam it, jam it, page 19. And all the player attributes on page 21. All right, moving on. Jam it home. Cut loose, drive for the net, and give it all you've got. With NBA Jam Tournament Edition, you're experiencing wham-bam hoop action like you've never seen before. NBA Jam Tournament Edition lets you wham it and slam it with rim-rocking superstars like Scottie Pippen, Patrick Ewing, Dominique Wilkins, Hakeem Olajuwon, Chris Mullin, and Karl Malone. They're all here, the greatest superstars of the sport that has become the greatest game on the globe. Blast off with the Rockets and the Blazers, display some round ball magic and heat, fly high with the Hawks and the Hornets. All 27 NBA teams are represented as you take to the boards in 1-on-1, 2-on-2, or 2-on-1 competition. Prepare for full-scale competition with a jam-packed practice session. Hit the hardwood with slams and turbocharged jams. Take the three-point shot from the far end of the court, or jam it home from under your opponent's net. You think you know the game? Think again. With NBA Jam Tournament Edition, you're entering a whole new world of rim-ramming, hard-hitting, hoop excitement. I desperately want to play a game of NBA Jam right now. My goodness. Before you lace up the shoes, loading. 1. Make sure the power switch is off. 2. Insert the NBA Jam Tournament Edition game cartridge as described in your Sega Genesis instruction manual. If you would like to play a 3 or 4 player game, plug in the Team Player Multiplayer Adapter, sold separately, as described in its instruction manual now. 3. Turn the power switch on. When the NBA Jam Tournament Edition title screen appears, press the Start button. Note, there are 4 different player positions in NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Players 1 and 2 are teammates, and players 3 and 4 are teammates who oppose them. Head-to-head mode places 2 human players on opposite teams. The person with controller 1 is player 1, but the person with controller 2 is player 3. You can play 1-on-1, 2-on-2, or 2-on-1 competitive games. Team game mode puts both players on the same team, 2 players versus computer, making the person with controller 1 player 1, and the person with controller 2, player 2. It's you and a friend against the computer. Practice mode, exclusive to NBA Jam Tournament Edition, enables you to work extensively on perfecting your passing and jamming skills before you take them into head-to-head or team game competition. Workable with one player plus a CPU teammate, computer teammate, or with 2 human players, practice mode allows you to set up specialty drills and to review and refine your dunks before you team up against the NBA's best. Options mode lets you customize your NBA Jam Tournament Edition gameplay in a wide variety of ways. For additional details on this mode, see Customize the Game on page 7. If you are using the Team Player Multiplayer Adapter, you will be asked to select the controller number corresponding to the player you wish to control. Controller 1 is player 1, controller 2 is player 2, and so on. Everyone who wishes to participate should then press the Start button on their respective controllers. Whether you are using the team player or not, you will then be asked if you wish to enter your initials for record keeping. Press up or down on the D button to choose. Then press the A, B, C, or Start button. This decision affects all players. No player can enter initials if No is selected. If Yes is selected, each player will then be asked to enter his or her initials. Use the D button to move the cursor to the desired letter. Then press the A, B, or C button to select. If the initials entered are one of the 16 in memory, your record will be immediately recalled. NBA Jam Tournament Edition's record-keeping feature stores each player's record, ranking, winning percentage, and more. In all but the options mode, you will then be asked to choose your NBA team. Use the D button to highlight the team you want. Both players can pick the same team. Each team is comprised of two players from a roster of three or more NBA teammates. In addition to the 27 NBA teams, NBA Jam Tournament Edition features a rookie team made up entirely of NBA newcomers. As with regular teams, both players can select rookie teams. Rookie team games do not count towards a season. Notice that for every player featured in NBA Jam Tournament Edition, a field of statistical ability rankings appears below the player's portrait. These figures rate each player on a scale of 0 to 9 in 8 important playing categories. Attributes rated are speed, 3-point, dunk, pass, power, steal, block, and clutch. For speed, we have how peppy the player is. For 3-point, rates how well the player hits the hoop from downtown. Dunk, a ranking of what kind of jammer the player is. Pass, how accurate a player's passing game is. Power, the power of a player is important in terms of both his strength and his ability to withstand injury. Steal, rates a player's ability to strip the ball from opponents. Block, how good is this player at rejecting and deflecting attempted shots? The block rating tells no lie. And clutch, tells you whether this player comes through when you need him most, or if El Foldo is more his style. Once you've highlighted your team, use the A, B, or C button to scroll through the available player combinations on that team, then press the Start button to lock in your choice. Customize the game. The options screen provides you with a wide variety of ways to affect gameplay. Timer speed. The speed of the clock may be set from 1, very slow, to 5, very fast. Drone difficulty. The competitive intelligence of your computer-controlled opponents may be set from 1, not so smart, to 5, very smart. Tag mode. In a one-player or one-human-per-team game, NBA Jam Tournament Edition allows you to select how you wish to control your teammate. Off is the default. As in the arcade version, you control one player the entire game, and the computer controls your teammate, unless a human player should jump in with his Start button. On enables you to control both the ball handling and the movement of whichever player on your team has the ball. In other words, you pass off control when you pass off the ball. The tag occurs when your teammate gains possession, so if a pass is intercepted, you retain control of the player who passed. Computer assistance. Set on or off. When on, this option button will cause the computer to make sure that games remain close by cooling off any team that gets too big a lead. Turn off to give both teams a fair shake. Controller configuration. This mode offers you 6 different ways of setting up the buttons on your controller for various pass, shoot, and turbo options. View, delete records. Activating this option will take you to the record screen. NBA Jam Tournament Edition stores records and stats for up to 16 different players. At some point, however, you may wish to make room for a new one. To erase a record, use the D button to highlight the desired record and press the A button. You will then be asked to confirm whether you truly wish to delete this record. Press the Start button to abort your deletion, or the B and C buttons to erase the record. Press the Start button to return to the options screen. Special Features allows you to make additional adjustments to 6 game features. 1. Tournament Mode. When on, this disallows all power-ups and cheats and turns computer assistance off. Notice that when tournament mode is on, All other options in the special features menu are not available, and that computer assistance is automatically turned off on the regular options screen. 2. Shot clock. May be adjusted from 5 seconds to 24 seconds. 3. Overtime. May be adjusted from 1 minute to 3 minutes. 4. Hotspots. When on, will create visible hotspots with different point values. Shoot or jam from a hotspot and score bonus points. When your player lands on one, you'll hear a sound and the color of the spot will change. 5. Power-up icons. These will enable a player to instantaneously and temporarily increase his dunking ability, cause a player to remain temporarily on fire, increase his ability to intercept a pass, and more. Available to be picked up by a human player or the computer, they appear on screen at random intervals. Here's a directory of available icons you'll find in NBA Jam Tournament Edition. 3. Increase a player's ability to make the three-point outside shot. D. Allows players to perform monster jams from anywhere on the court. S. Increases a player's overall speed. P. Increases a player's power. T. Temporarily gives a player unlimited turbo. F. Causes a player to catch fire, increasing his ability to sink those incredible slams. And B. The bomb flattens everyone on the court except the player who collects it. And 6. Juice mode. Talk about high-speed slamming. Turning up the juice increases all players' overall speed by a factor of 1 to 4. Try hitting turbo when your player has been juiced up to a factor of 4. Awesome! Note: hotspot or power-up icon games will not count towards your season record. Once you've made whatever options changes you wish to make, press the start button to lock in those options. After the first and third quarters, the computer will provide coaching tips to help you improve your game. After the second quarter, the computer will review the player's statistics for the first half. Time to hit the boards. An NBA Jam Tournament Edition game is divided into four quarters of 3 minutes each. A game begins with a tip-off, as two players leap for the ball in order to gain control. Possession of the ball at the beginning of the second and fourth quarters goes to the home team, Team 2, and to the visiting team, Team 1, at the start of the third quarter, regardless of who wins the initial tip or who possesses the ball when the previous quarter ended. The home team defends the basket at the right side of the screen and scores against the visiting team's basket at the left side of the screen. The object of the game is to have outscored your opponents when the final buzzer sounds. A basket counts for 2 points when it is shot from inside the three-point line, and 3 points when shot from behind it. A defensive player can block a shot, but only when the ball is on the upward part of its arc. If it is touched by a defender on its downward flight, a goaltending call is made, and points are awarded whether or not the basket was going to go in. Once the ball touches the rim, however, it can be grabbed by any player, either offensive or defensive. To make identifying the ball handler easy, whenever a player has possession of the ball, an orange basketball indicator will appear behind his name at the top of the screen. If nobody has possession, the ball's in the air or has been knocked away, there is no indicator. If a player scores 3 baskets in a row, he is on fire. During this time, he has unlimited turbo and a much better chance of sinking shots from anywhere on the floor. Only one player can be on fire at a time. Being on fire lasts for 4 baskets by the on fire player or until the next opposing basket goes in, meaning that a teammate can score without disrupting the fire. The ball glows when the player on fire holds it and smokes when he shoots it. Substitutions. After the first, second, and third quarters, NBA Jam Tournament Edition allows you to make player substitutions from your team roster. Change the player combination by pressing the A, B, or C button. When you see the two players on screen you want in the game, press the Start button to begin the next quarter. Note: when a player completes a season by defeating all 27 NBA teams, expanded rosters become available for some teams, and special teams become available as well. Injury. A progressive assessment of a player's health, this ranking will increase as a player sustains increased injury throughout a game. An injured player will suffer degraded play in all attribute areas, so you may wish to substitute a healthy player for an injured one. Sitting a player out for a quarter will completely restore his health. Jam controls. D button. Moves your player up and down the court. When any player is off screen, his position is marked by an arrow with his player number in color, the height showing where he is vertically on the court, and distance from the edge showing how far off screen he is. Shoot or block? When your team has the ball, the shoot button will cause you, and on a one human team, your computer teammate as well, to shoot for the basket. Your player releases the ball when you release the button. Releasing the ball at the apex of your leap gives your shot greater accuracy, but releasing it quickly or very slowly can often prevent a leaping defender from blocking or stealing the ball. Tapping shoot quickly several times executes a head fake, which may trick the defense, but it stops your dribble, so you must either pass or shoot the ball before you can move. When your team does not have the ball, shoot or block causes your player to jump up for a block. Timing is crucial to denying the shot. Jump too early, and the shooter can wait until you fall out of the way. Jump too late, and the shooter can shoot it over you. Many times your defender will get a piece of the ball without rejecting the shot completely. The ball will flash white whenever your defensive player makes contact with it. Pass or steal? When your team has the ball, the pass button will cause you, and on one human team, your computer teammate, to pass the ball to his teammate. But a pass ball is easily intercepted by a defender, so look before you pass. When your team does not have the ball, tapping this button causes your player to swipe at the ball in the hopes of either stealing it or knocking it out of an opponent's hands. Turbo. Turbo causes your player to run much faster than he normally would, determined by his attributes, whether on offense or defense, allowing you to blow by a defender or to step around a pick and block a shot. Unfortunately, your player has only a limited amount of turbo power, indicated by the meter by your player's name. As you use it, the meter runs down, but when you release turbo, it begins to regenerate. A player using turbo can be spotted by his colored shoes. When a player is on fire, he has unlimited turbo until his fire is put out, but to use the turbo, the button must still be held. Tapping turbo several times quickly causes your player to grab and protect the ball, a move which can often knock defenders away and give you a clean shot at the basket. Turbo and shoot or block. When your player has the ball near the basket, pressing these two buttons causes you, and on a one human team, your computer teammate, to go for the jam, slam dunking the ball into the basket. There are many spectacular ultra jams that can be executed, depending on a number of factors such as the player's dunking ability and position. Your player will only jam if he is moving, however, so be sure to drive towards the hole if you want to slam. When your team doesn't have the ball, pressing these two buttons makes your player go for a super block, jumping much higher than he ordinarily would. Turbo and pass or steal? Pressing these buttons will cause the ball handler to execute a much harder and safer pass than the pass button by itself. Often these will take the forms of behind the back or bounce passes. When your player doesn't have the ball, pressing these buttons together makes your player maneuver his way through. He may clear a player out of the way. Be careful, because you can clear your own player, too. Defensively, this is a useful tool for stealing the ball, bringing down rebounds, and stopping easy jams. Offensively, this is a good way to clear an area so a teammate has a clear shot at the basket. Start. Start pauses or resumes a game. On the following page are offensive and defensive charts for quick and easy reference. Offensive controls. When player has possession of the ball, default settings are in parentheses. So we have a chart here, two charts. Well, one for offensive controls, one for defensive. For offensive, so shoot or block. If you tap the button, it's a head fake. If you hold the button, it's a jump shot. If you press it along with turbo, it's a dunk. The pass and steal, the C button. If you tap it, pass. Hold it, pass. Press it along with turbo, super pass. And for turbo, the B button. Tap it, protect the ball, hold it, run faster. And the chart for defensive controls. When player does not have possession of the ball, default settings are in parentheses. So shoot and block, A button. Tap it, block. hold it, block, press it along with turbo, super block. Pass and steal the C button, tap it, steal, hold it, steal, press it with turbo, clear. And the turbo B button, there's only one, to hold the button, you run faster. And on the next two pages, what looks to be 19 and 20, it's just a bunch of still screenshots from the game. This is the Wham It, Slam It, Jam It section. Practice your turbocharged jamming and slamming and see if you can duplicate some of these breathtaking moves. And, like I said, if you never played the game, go play it as soon as you can in any way possible. If you played it, this is a nice jaunt down memory lane. All sorts of high-flying images of players getting ready to dunk it way up in the air. What a game. What a game to introduce, you know, arcade-style video games and arcade-style basketball. This wasn't your typical simulation. This was a whole nother ball game, you know, literally. So, a bunch of great images. How fun. Or if you're listening to this, just go onto YouTube and watch a bunch of clips of NBA Jam. How sweet is this? All right, and most of the rest of the manual is the players, the teams and their players. So, and player attributes. NBA Jam Tournament Edition includes all the greatest superstars of all 27 NBA teams, each ranked on a scale of 0 to 9 in 8 important categories of ability. So the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, we have the Celtics, Boston Celtics with Dominique Wilkins and D. Brown. The Miami Heat, Glenn Rice, Harold Miner, and the New Jersey Nets, Derek Coleman and Kenny Anderson. We have the Knicks, New York Knicks, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, the Orlando Magic, Anthony Hardaway, Penny Hardaway, Horace Grant, the Philadelphia 76ers, Sean Bradley, and Clarence Weatherspoon, the Washington Bullets, before they were the Wizards, Chris Webber and Calbert Chaney, and then the Central Division, Atlanta Hawks, Mookie Blaylock, and Kevin Willis, the Charlotte Hornets, Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson, the Chicago Bulls with Scottie Pippen, B.J. Armstrong, the Cleveland Cavs, Mark Price, Brad Doherty, Reggie Miller is with Rick Smits, and the Indiana Pacers with Rick Smits and Reggie Miller, Detroit Pistons, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills, and the Milwaukee Bucks with Vin Baker and Todd Day. And then we have the Midwest Division of the Western Conference with Jamal Mashburn and Jimmy Jackson for the Dallas Mavs. We have Dikembe Mutombo and Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, Denver Nuggets. Houston Rockets, Hakeem Olajuwon, Otis Thorpe. We have Isaiah Rider and Christian Laettner for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Dennis Rodman, Sean Elliott for the Spurs of San Antonio. Utah Jazz, Karl Malone, and John Stockton, that pick-and-roll duo. And lastly, the Pacific Division for the Western Conference. Tom Gugliotta and Latrell Sprewell from the Warriors, Golden State. Los Angeles Clippers are Richardson. I cannot remember his first name for the life of me. Richardson and Roberts, literally do not remember their first names of all these teams. I couldn't tell you. That's funny. The Lakers, Los Angeles, Vlade Divac, and Otis Peeler, Anthony Peeler. Phoenix Suns, Danny Manning, Kevin Johnson, KJ. Portland Trail Blazers, Clyde Drexler, Cliff Robinson. The Seattle Supersonics, no longer a team, unfortunately. Hopefully they bring that back. Sean Kemp, Rain Man, and Gary Payton, the Glove. That team was awesome. And lastly, the Sacramento Kings with Mitch Richmond and, by far the smallest player in the game, Spud Webb. And those teams had more players, too, you could swap out with. Those are just the ones listed in the manual. And before we get to the limited warranty, We have an NBA Jam promo for the music videos. Chart-topping hit music and spectacular NBA footage combined for this season's hottest mix in NBA Jam, the music videos. Featuring MCA Records' top recording artists and the NBA's most thrilling superstars, NBA Jam the Music Videos showcases the talents of the league's greatest players, legends, and rookie phenoms. $14.98 each, available wherever NBA videos are sold, or call 1-800-NBA-6207. And to close things out, what better way to end NBA Jam Tournament Edition with all the slamming, jamming, high-flying dunks than with Acclaim's limited warranty? Acclaim warrants to the original purchaser only of this Acclaim software product that the medium on which this software program is recorded is free from defects in materials and workmanship for a period of 90 days from the date of purchase. This Acclaim software program is sold as is, without express or implied warranty of any kind, and Acclaim is not liable for any losses or damages of any kind resulting from use of this program. Acclaim agrees for a period of 90 days to either repair or replace, at its option, free of charge, any Acclaim software product, postage paid, with proof of date of purchase, at its factory service center. Replacement of the game pack, free of charge to the original purchaser, except for the cost of returning the game back, is the full extent of our liability. This warranty is not applicable to normal wear and tear. This warranty shall not be applicable and shall be void if the defect in the Acclaim software product has arisen through abuse, unreasonable use, mistreatment, or neglect. This warranty is in lieu of all other warranties, and no other representations or claims of any nature shall be binding on or obligate Acclaim. Any implied warranties applicable to this software product, including warranties of merchantability and fitness for a particular purpose, are limited to the 90-day period described above. In no event will Acclaim be liable for any special, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from possession, use, or malfunction of this Acclaim software product. Some states do not allow limitations as to how long an implied warranty lasts, and or exclusions or limitations of incidental or consequential damages, so the above limitations and or exclusions of liability may not apply to you. This warranty gives you specific rights, and you may also have other rights which vary from state to state. This warranty shall not be applicable to the extent that any provision of this warranty is prohibited by any federal, state, or municipal law which cannot be preempted. Repairs, service after expiration of warranty. If your game pack requires repair after expiration of the 90-day limited warranty period, you may contact the Consumer Service Department at the number listed below. You will be advised of the estimated cost of repair and the shipping instructions. Acclaim Hotline, Consumer Service Department, 516-624-9300. The NBA and individual NBA team identifications used on or in this product are trademarks, copyrighted designs, and other forms of intellectual property of NBA Properties Incorporated, and the respective teams and may not be used, in whole or in part, without the prior written consent of NBA Properties Incorporated. Copyright 1994, NBA Properties Incorporated, all rights reserved. Coin-operated video game software, copyright 1994, home version, sub-licensed from Midway, manufacturing company, by Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated, all rights reserved. Marketed by Acclaim, distributed by Acclaim Distribution Incorporated, 71 Audrey Avenue, Oyster Bay, New York, 11771. Spider-Man and all other Marvel characters and the distinctive likenesses thereof are trademarks of Marvel Entertainment Group Incorporated and are used with permission. Copyright 1994, Marvel Entertainment Group Incorporated, all rights reserved. Developed by Western Technologies Incorporated. Acclaim is a division of Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated. Acclaim Entertainment Incorporated, all rights reserved. In the back of the game is a promo for Spider-Man. We have Venom and Doc Ock and Green Goblin on the back here. So, that looks pretty sweet. I don't think I ever played that game. Looks like fun, though. And there's NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Blast from the past. That was awesome. Absolutely love going back through that. Would love to play a game. And with that, we kick off the weekend. So, enjoy some basketball if you don't like basketball. If you haven't gotten around to poaching some eggs, like I said in the mini manual on Monday, check that out. Make some brunch, make some breakfast. Do whatever you do on the weekends. Enjoy it. If you happen to love basketball, enjoy. Sweet 16 is going to be a lot of fun. Sweet 16 and Elite 8. And can't wait to see how the Wolverines do this weekend. And of course, reach up to the show if you play some rousing games of NBA Jam. Let me know how it goes. All the ways, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com, howtosleeppodcast on Facebook, howtosleeppodcast Instagram, howtosleepcast on Twitter. Otherwise, have a great end of the week, great start to the weekend, and I'll talk to you all soon.